My scripture reading is in Jeremiah 31 and starting with the 31st verse. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and their sin I will remember no more. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these beautiful words. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your new covenant that you have for your people today. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this service and each thing that's done. And in the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask these things. And amen. My text to you is that 33rd verse of Jeremiah 31. Let's look at that together. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hopefully, you're very much aware that God has this covenant for his people today. And hopefully, you not only realize that, but hopefully, you have taken it to heart and you've taken steps to be in that covenant with God. It's not going to happen without something on your part. It doesn't just automatically come in. This is a personal thing between you and God. You're either in it or you're not in it. It's just that simple. What is the new covenant the Lord, Yahweh, spoke of in our scripture? We've talked about it for several Sabbaths. Some of you have been here and some not. By this time, you should know what the new covenant is, the details of it. And we want to discuss that this morning to ingrain it in your memory so there's no doubt that you know what this covenant is. But like I said, not going to do you any good unless you take it to heart. Unless you agree to it, because that's what a covenant is. God can tell you all day long what his covenant is and what his terms is. But if you don't take the steps to take it to heart and agree with him to his terms, you're not in a covenant with him. It's just that simple. Do you understand the covenant? Have you said, yes, I'll be in a covenant relation with you, God. I'll accept your terms. I'll obey what you ask of me. It should not be the slightest doubt in your mind what the new covenant that God offers to you is. And it should not be the slightest doubt whether you have accepted His terms to be in a covenant with Him. Have you said, yes, I will obey? Yes, I will do each of the things that's required to be in this new covenant with you, God? A lot of things are at stake. Whether you are in a covenant with Him or whether you're not, perhaps all eternity is at stake. For it to be a covenant, there has to not only be terms of the covenant, but they have to be known by you and clear in your mind. And after knowing it, nothing happens unless you agree to it. God has offered it. Have you accepted it? You pretty well know what some of the terms, maybe not every little detail of the terms, and it's not supposed to be complicated, but we're going to go over it this morning, so there should be no doubt in your mind what these terms are that God offers as His new covenant to all of His children. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's a big part of it. But it might not be every detail that you ought to understand and realize that you are committing to as part of being in a covenant relationship with Him. It doesn't happen without knowing what the covenant is and accepting its terms. The first one of the covenant of God is acceptance of His laws. What are His laws? Some of them are the royal law of God, the Ten Commandment law. Have you accepted that this morning? That's part of being in a covenant relationship with Him. You accept His laws. That was the covenant in the days of Moses. The covenant that God offered the people, God's people at Moses' days, was the Ten Commandments. This is the covenant, God says. And it hasn't changed today, regardless of what mainstream Christianity would have you believe. The laws are still there. They haven't been nullified. They're still there. They're still offered. Each one of them is still relative and pertinent for you today as a guide for you to live your life more successfully and effectively. It's part of it. Accepting the royal law of God, the Ten Commandments, each and every one of them, including the fourth. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Don't treat it like every other day of the week. It is not. It's set aside by God Himself as holy. And you are to not only be respectful to Him in every way, you're to be respectful of His laws. Also, God commands us concerning His appointed days, the Sabbath of which is one. Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles. The last great day. Trumpets. All of it. Read your Bible. Look up appointed days. And then see if God doesn't command you, as part of being His children, being God's children, to obey His laws that are obviously are still in effect, never done away with, confirmed by the New Testament, by the people that's recorded as living after Jesus died and went back to the Father. Nothing changed as far as His laws. And His appointed days. So that's part of it. Acceptance, secondly. Acceptance of Yahweh as your one and only Heavenly Father. Yahweh. The same Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If any other God is ever mentioned to you that is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's not the one and only true living God. And it is not my God. And I hope it is not yours, because there's only one true living God. And that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the God leading up to Jesus Christ and salvation for all. Acceptance of Him. Thirdly, acceptance of Yeshua, the only begotten Son of the Father God. Yeshua came. He was with the Father for as far back as you'll ever imagine. Before the world was, I am. Yeshua was there with the Father long before the heavens and the earth that we know, and the creation that God had and made. Yeshua is the promised one, the Messiah, the long looked for one. And He came and shed His blood so that that better way might be ushered in. The way of salvation. God will forgive your sins and your shortcomings as you call on Him, recognizing that you have come short of what He has for you to be and to do. He will forgive based on your acceptance of Him, your knowledge of your faults, and the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for that. Number four, acceptance of the gift of salvation as part of accepting Yeshua. But we need to know what Yeshua did for us. And acceptance of the gift of salvation and the offer of forgiveness of sin by the blood that Yeshua shed, by the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God, as Yeshua is spoken of. Number five, acceptance of the gift of the Holy Spirit. All gifts you should want. It's free. It's what God would have for you. It's the way that you are helped and comforted and guided and reminded. You should want that. God has it for you. It's a gift from Him to you. All you do is recognize it and say, "Yes, God, I want it. I want it to the greatest degree that I can have it. Give it to me. And give it to me abundantly." And He will. Acceptance number six of the Holy Word of God as your guide. Not just somebody's interpretation. Not just what mainstream Christianity would want to promote, but acceptance of this Word of God as your guide and as the truth. And if whatever it is that's being promoted is not, if it's contradictory to anything within this Word of God, then it is not for you. It's not for me. God would not want us to have it and believe it and do it if it's not according to this Word, His Word. And so we have to accept that His Word is the only guide for us, the full truth of God to us. Number seven, after knowing these things, the first six, then what are you going to do with it? You know now the first six. Are you going to take it to heart and respect God and respect His house of worship? And then do what He says. Keep His laws. Do the very best you can. Am I saying you're going to be perfect? No. Am I saying you're going to keep each and every one of these things and what you read in God's Word? Are you going to keep it perfectly? Can you do that? Jesus Christ did, but I've never known anyone else that could do that 100%. We all make mistakes. We all fail. We all have sins and have had sins and are subject to sins each day of our life. We're human beings, flesh and blood. Does God want you to be perfect? Does God want you to do your very best about everything and anything each moment of your life? Yes, He does. Yes, He does. That's why it's here in His Word. After knowing the first six, you're faced with a decision. So you hopefully accept. You hopefully say yes to God. You hopefully promise. That's what a covenant is. A covenant is agreement, promises, commitment. Did you know that God has committed to you? He's promised you? Did you know that He has the most wonderful ways to bless you than you could possibly imagine? And He wants to not only bless you, He wants to do it overflowingly. Fill your cup up to the very top with the very best of whatever it is, and overflow till it overflows. Can you receive it? Do you want it? Do you want to be blessed more than you ever have before up to this point in your life? Do you want God's blessings in every area of your life? It's going to require doing something. It's going to require promises to God to keep His laws and to keep His terms of this covenant. Can you do it? Do you want to do it? Are you afraid to do it? Are you afraid that something is going to happen if you can't measure up to what God's terms are in His covenant? It is a serious matter. We are talking about Almighty God here. He is the one laying out the terms. Are you afraid? Are you afraid of what He will do to you if you don't keep His terms perfectly? never failing, never coming short? Are you afraid of that possibility? Do you not know that your almighty loving God knows your capabilities and your faults? And the possibilities are whether you're going to be able to be perfect or not. Don't you know that He knows that? He sent His Son Yeshua so that if you fail, if you came short, if you realized there was something, some sin, some shortcoming in your life, recognize it and do something about it. Get yourself back on the right track to Him with full promises and commitments to Him. If you do that, and if you keep yourself this way, why should you expect nothing but the blessings of God? Have you not read of how God promised how His children, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about us today, because it's all the same. It doesn't matter whether the words say house of Judah, house of Israel, house of Jim Ketchum, house of Nathaniel Robertson. That doesn't matter. What matters is, are you in a covenant with God? If you're not, it makes all the difference. If you haven't came to that point in your life, it makes all the difference. If you haven't committed to Him, if you're not in a covenant relationship with God, then don't expect all of these tremendous blessings of God. Don't expect it. It probably won't happen. And I can assure you it won't happen to the degree that it would be if you committed to Him and accepted His covenant and promised Him that you would do His will. You would accept His laws. I'm talking about a serious thing. Do you want to be blessed? That seems like an easy thing, and every one of us would say, well, sure, I want to be blessed. But you're not going to be blessed to the extent that you would be if you don't come within a covenant relationship to God. Do you understand? Am I getting through to you this morning? You have to accept the terms. You have to agree to the terms. You have to commit to the terms with love to Yahweh. Don't expect a whole lot of anything different in your life unless you do. Have I known all what I'm speaking to you all of my life? Have I become aware to the extent that I am now? And I'm talking about real recent, within the last month or two. Have I always been aware of what I'm speaking to you this morning? No. But I am persuaded right now. I'm persuaded without any shadow of doubt that what I'm speaking to you is the truth, and it means all the difference in your life and whether good things come to you or not. Much better things come to you, and the future being much better and much brighter. That's how important it is. I am persuaded of it. So I'm talking serious stuff to you this morning. And I think I'm laying it out pretty clear. And this has been at least three or four, whatever, Sabbath that God has brought this to me to bring to you. My scripture reading to you was in Jeremiah, and it told of what this new covenant is. And it is for people today. It was ushered in by Jesus Christ himself coming to this earth and doing what he did, God's plan, salvation, and everything that we've discussed. But we need New Testament verification also. It involves the whole Word of God, not just the Old, not just the New, not just a scattered chapter here and there or a verse here and there. That won't get it. The whole Word of God, with all of its truths, has to be considered on anything and everything that you are considering. That is a guide for your life. That is truth. It measures up or it doesn't with God's Word. If it doesn't, throw it out. Don't do it. If it does, get in harmony with God. Get in unity with God. Get in agreement with God. Commit to Him. Then, and as you realize these points that I brought to you, then you are in a covenant with God, and you better take it serious. Because there are overwhelming blessings in this covenant relationship with God, but there are also consequences if you don't. That's sort of putting it lightly. Really, it's called curses. There are curses. If you're one of God's children and He wants you in His family, then you need to take it super serious. That's what I'm saying to you this morning. I'm going to close up pretty quickly. I'd like to go to Hebrews 8 and verse 7. And you can jot these down real quick. Hopefully you write them down, because I doubt very seriously you're going to remember. And these are things that you ought to remember. And you ought to go back to after today and embed it in your mind. Hebrews 8 and 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Does that mean that it excludes you? Is that what you're thinking? That just because these words says house of Judah and house of Israel, that don't mean me. Nothing could be further from the truth. And you need to realize it. So don't think that when you see these words in God's Word. It's for whatever He says, whether it says house of Judah or house of Israel, He is saying, my children, God's children, this is what I'm saying to them. This is what I want them to do. So that's what it's speaking of. And we're going to reinforce that. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers on the day that I took them out of the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not care for them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Have you heard that this morning? That was also in the Old Testament in Jeremiah. Remember? That was my scripture. And it's spoken again in the New Testament. And they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizen and everyone his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more. When he said a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. But whatsoever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear. New Testament verification. Are you today a son of God? Do you claim to be a son or a daughter of God? God makes it clear in His Word that He wants us as a son or daughter, as part of His family. Are you or are you not? God's child. Are you of the house of Israel and the house of Judah? Now what would you say? I'm asking you a question. Are you of the house of Israel or the house of Judah? Or both of them? A question. Yes, I'm going to answer it for you. Yes, you are. Let's go to Galatians 3 and verse 24. And you'll see why you are. You should see why you are. Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. Now listen to this. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Are you of the house of Israel? Are you of the house of Judah? Are you one of God's children? No matter how you word it, you are. Through faith in Christ Jesus. Remember that verse. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now listen at this. And if you belong to Christ... Do you belong to Christ? Have you accepted Him as your Savior and the Son of God? If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants. Who are Abraham's descendants? You are. Through faith in Christ Jesus. Are you of the house of Judah? Are you of the house of Israel? You are if you belong to Jesus Christ. And you, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to the promise. That's pretty good stuff. That's worth writing down in your heart, in your mind. And you know that's part of God's covenant to us, the new covenant. I will write my laws in their heart and in their minds. In other words, it's a natural thing. It comes with coming into this world. That's what God said He was going to do. But are you taking it to heart? Have you accepted the terms? I say, praise God for His new covenant for us today. It's spoken of as a new covenant. And praise God that He has this new covenant for us. Yahweh will never forget His covenant with us. Yahweh will, as for the children of Israel in Moses' day, and the covenant that He gave at that time, which is still part of the covenant for us today. Moses will, for us today, provide and deliver and protect just like he did for Moses and the children of Israel at that day. Yahweh will bless overwhelmingly. Do you want it? Can you take it? You see how relevant it is. You see what is at stake. All that you are, all that you will be, the possibilities are limitless if you are in a covenant relationship with God and you accept and willing to be in that covenant and his laws to help guide you. Let's all stand. We want to read the blessings of God to us this morning. Let's all read these together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Bow your heads in prayer. Heavenly Father.